This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Look at me in the eye.
I look at you for 20 hours
look
a week.
At, well, it's beautiful, isn't it? Look
it's
at me.
It's all right. It's all right.
Don't play with my yo-yo. I'm not doing this with Warrior Basketball. Lucas, I like the dang lines. Let's go.
Let's do this.
888-957-9570. You cannot play with my yo-yo. I'm not doing this. We're not running around going, ooh, Jimmy Buckets. We've got Sounders. Jimmy Buckets. We're not going to, oh, Warriors look so much better. They look so much better. Oh, they lost one basketball game. Oh, now they suck. We're not doing this. Sure, sure. That was very frustrating on a number of levels. Make a layup. Buddy Yield. Good Lord.
Yeah, let's get into it.
And the refs. That was a very,
what
very...
What do you mean, Mark?
That was a very wonky night for your fraternity.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Well, a couple calls, a couple tough ones, and, you know, the whistle was leaned, maybe a little bit against the Warriors, but when you're going up against a team without Lively and AD and, like, six other guys, win the game. Win the damn game.
That's
that game
fair.
Should not have been close enough to where the refs, my brothers and sisters, could have possibly conflated that game and made it so you lost.
I understand that. I'm not going to disagree with you, but again, I like sometimes we do this. We don't play these games on paper. I understand the Warriors should win that game on paper, but a home team had a star that went crazy. It happens. Like I said, the Wolves lost in their own building to Milwaukee with no Lillard and no Giannis. Please explain. How the hell did the Los Angeles Lakers, as hot as can be, go lose to Utah by double digits? How the hell did they do that? Right? So there was a lot of this last night in the NBA. And so, look, that's not to be as an excuse for the Warriors. Like I said, very frustrating loss. But when you watch them, do they still look better to you, especially in the final 5 minutes of a basketball game? They look better to you than they did a week and a half ago.
They look better.
Okay.
But not good enough, apparently. I mean, not good enough to
game.
I know it's one game, but We can't go crazy over two games.
Which is why I didn't.
I'm just saying. Like, we've had three games of Jimmy Butler, and you're 2-1, and the one game you lost is the one game you probably should have won. Like, Chicago, fine. They're not very good. And then you come back last night, and you lose a game that you absolutely should have won. You should have been able to hammer Dallas. Yes, Kyrie, let him go for 50 and still win the damn game. But you didn't, and you let them hang around, and you had a late flurry, and you got close, and then you couldn't close it out.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Well, sure.
It's bad.
Frustrating.
When you're chasing wins and you're chasing the sixth seed to go out there and have that happen, and I do think that a lot of it was the way Dallas was able to comport themselves, and you know, the officials, you get Jason Kidd 15 feet on the floor and no T, and Steve Kerr gets a T, and Kyrie's going bananas for 2 minutes and he doesn't get a T. So I do think a lot of this is speaking to the fans, where a lot of fans watch the game and they think, where is the equity? Like, where is the
it's
enforcement of the rules? Because I looked at last night and I didn't see that.
It's hard. It's hard to watch sometimes.
It's hard for me to watch as a ref lover.
I know it. And I do not think some sort of a fix is in. I didn't even think that with the Kansas City Chiefs. But I tell you what, man, it's getting harder and harder to watch. And the only thing I can think of that must be happening is they're not changing. We are. That's what I think is going on when it comes to officiating in sports. I don't think they're changing. I think we are. I think two things are true. We have access to so many more angles, pieces, information, slowdown, social media. We have all of this access, and we have a lot less patience. We just do. Like, that's actually a fact. Societally, like, we have a lot less patience because of the speed of everything that now comes through our feed or through our brains or our eyes or whatever. And so when we do not handle it the same way in 2025 when we see something that is obviously wrong. Obviously wrong. I mean, you remember this. Go back. I think, was his name Jim Joyce? Was that my man?
Yep.
Who called the
Armando Galarraga.
Armando Galarraga's perfect game that got ruined by Jim Joyce at first base. Baseball fans will remember this, Detroit Tigers. And he called somebody safe who was out by a half step. And the world back then was mad about it, but able to process it. We wouldn't be anymore. Like, we'd literally lose it. We would lose it because it feels like we have the technology to not let that happen. That's how I felt last night with this kickball thing. I don't understand how that can happen in sports, especially when you stop, you talk again, you talk to both coaches, you look around. During all that time, you're telling me that nobody in New York or Secaucus or whatever, nobody can grab just a quick look at that and whisper into somebody's ear, kickball, Warrior ball. Oh, by the way, Jason Kidd is upside down at midcourt. Right, how about a tee? Like, let's do this. And instead, after that whole break, they all rally together and come out with the worst possible thing that you could have done.
Yeah.
Which is give the ball to the wrong team. I can't handle it.
Whistle.
I can't handle it anymore.
Well,
I used to be able to handle that. I now go, you have the info. It's like that Niners-Seattle game. Don't tell me you don't have the view. I can't handle it as a consumer anymore when we can literally see in slow motion the obvious black and white yes or no answer to your question, and then you come out and do the wrong thing.
Right.
It drives me nuts.
Well, and the thing about the inadvertent whistle, when you have that play where Pods throws a pass and the Mavericks player clearly puts his foot in there and you blow the whistle because you see him kick it, and that's not inadvertent. Inadvertent would be if he threw a pass and it didn't touch anything and you accidentally...
I breathed too hard.
And then everyone stops, like, my bad. That was an inadvertent whistle.
Correct.
The whistle was advertent. You meant to blow the whistle because you saw him kick the ball. And that's to where, for me, you have a hard time because that play is not reviewable. So you huddle up and whatever you do, you go through the whole thing and Jason Kidd's 15 feet on the floor. That is an automatic tee. And as a CYO ref, I have a thing where, you know, if a coach comes out on my floor to argue in a fourth or fifth grade game, that's going to be an automatic.
Right.
And, you know, we're going to use it as an educating moment. But Jason Kidd's been in the association now for almost 40 years. He knows better. And yet you tee up Steve Kerr earlier in the game for being vehement, not being that far out on the court. So these are the things I think that lead fans to think that the fix might be.
Well, it also led Steve Kerr, I think, to being like sort of annoyingly calm and silent during the subsequent things that happened because he knew that if he got going again, he's going to get kicked off the floor.
Right.
And therefore, he had to sort of be calm in a time where I didn't really think calm was appropriate. Like, I think coaches should, you know, I've said this for years in press conferences. Refs, when you screw up, yes, I'm sorry. The coach should be able to lay into your butt in the post-game press conference without getting fined. And that was one of those moments. And Steve's not going to do it because he's been fined enough dollars already this year. And in the game, he already had one technical in the hip pocket, so he wasn't going to get kicked out. I understand all of it. But, man, it's hard to watch. It's really hard to watch when you have a rooting interest for a team and you see stuff like this happen. And it goes both ways. I don't think the fix is in or anything like that. It just, I don't know, man. It's all moving too quick for the human eye. And we have the technology to make it right. And for whatever reason, we've sat down, put blindfolds on like children grabbing a pen, and we just stick it on a piece of paper and decide which things are reviewable or not. Stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Exactly.
Kickball is not reviewable. Who the hell decided that? What, like, why? Out of bounds is reviewable. Kickball not. Why? Who in the hell sat down and decided that? And what are you doing? Why? Somebody needs to explain that to us. Like, there's no good reason for that at all. That's the quickest review in the history of sports. They spent more time talking it out and trying to get the coaches off the court than it would have taken them to walk over, look at a video, and
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I realized they were wrong.
Right, but...
I don't know, man.
And at the same time, I'm looking at the last 2-minute report that the NBA sends out after every game. And how many calls do you think they cited as incorrect in the last 2 minutes of that game?
None.
Correct? Zero.
Right.
Zero calls. And I'm seeing there are 13 plays they reviewed. And according to the NBA, the refs went 13 for 13.
Yeah, good
and the
for
one
you.
That everybody wants to talk about is the charge on Jimmy Butler where Kyrie...
I had no issue with that.
Right.
I had no issue with that.
They,
it was a charge.
And they've actually listed this as a correct call.
Yeah, I agree
and,
with them.
You know, that to me was 50-50, but you look at the totality of the game and the kickball and everything else, and yeah, we can all look at the refs, and I'm wearing the ref shirt today to try to highlight the fact that, you know, the refs are a factor.
To troll us.
Maybe. It also fits me great, and it was cold out there.
It looks good on you.
It was rainy, so I had to layer up today.
I wouldn't say stripes are slimming. I hate referee dibs.
I got stripes on stripes today, so. Okay. Yeah, you know, Abundant Life coming up here in about an hour and change.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, as am I. For me, the bigger issue with last night was the issue they've had all year is you suck at making layups.
Well, sure. Yeah.
You can't make a four-footer.
No.
Any of you.
The loss is on the Warriors. Kyrie was great, and the Warriors weren't. There's my news story.
Yep. It's a headline.
Yeah, yeah. Written by Associated Press. Click send. There you go. There's my game story for last night. It doesn't change the fact that that the officiating stunk, and I've now learned why they call it the two-minute report. I think that's how long they take putting it together. Okay? We're going to take 2 minutes to look at all of our calls. Yep, look good, look good, look good. Green check. All right, send. So forget the two-minute report. And quite frankly, let's put that frustrating part aside. I have a different question for you and for all of our listeners. And Warriors Live starts in an hour and a half. Okay, there are no guests today, just you. And we've got another knockout spot to give away and all the fun stuff that we always do. But we would really love to hear from you. And I think this is a good place to start after a night like last night. 888-957-9570. What do the Warriors do with Buddy Hield? What are we doing here? This is I'm sorry, this is a problem. It's a problem, and I would like to start out by apologizing to every single body who has ever taken in a Sacramento Kings game who tried to tell us, and I was excited as anybody. I lost a drink bet over this guy because I was so excited with the way he was playing ball in November.
Great.
Let's drink. I'm at games screaming Buddy Buckets. Lovely Christie's like, sit down and stop saying that. It's embarrassing. Please. But I was excited by the guy. And everyone who's ever seen a Kings game just sat there. And you know what? Turnabout is fair play. They looked at me and they went, oh, that's adorable.
Mm.
It's adorable that you think Buddy Hield.
They use adorable on you? That's your word.
It is adorable you think that Buddy Hield is a winning basketball player.
What's your problem with Buddy? He made a shot last night.
He sure did. One.
Of nine.
One shot.
And he was only a minus 21.
But you know what? Yeah, minus 21 in a four-point game. Okay?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I don't do this to athletes. If you miss shots, cold streaks, hot streaks.
What's your thing? Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
It's all you got.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Buddy.
Oh.
Buddy, you need to know how to play basketball.
Are you asking him to not shoot his shot?
I'm not asking him to not shoot. I'm asking him to stop making so many mistakes. I'm asking you to stop throwing bad passes.
Yeah.
I'm asking you to have some sort of a clue on what you're doing on the defensive side of the ball. And I'm asking the Warriors to look for ways to get less minutes for Buddy Hield on the court. What do y'all want to do with Buddy Hield? I propose Buddy Yield. Let's let somebody else go onto the floor.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.